We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Overnight America continues, and I got to say, this rain downtown right now, not that fun. All the fans leaving the Blues game, and spoiler alert, big win by them, 5-1, beating the Buffalo Sabres. So if you're driving home from the game right now, thanks for joining us here on Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. And as I see this rain and I see people in Blues jerseys, because, you know, it's still like 50 degrees out, so it's kind of warm. You're like right on the bubble of, do I wear a light jacket? But if I have the jersey on, it should be okay because I can put stuff underneath it. You're walking home. It's wet. You're probably stepping through puddles. You're probably trying to dry off in the car right now. But you get to leave with the big Blues win. Wow, 5-1 is nice. Was there one empty netter in that one, Alex? Do you know? Yeah, one empty netter on that. So they were up 4-1. And I guess they pulled the goalie pretty quick there. So way to go, Blues. Go Blues. So on Thursdays, we do this thing. It's open lines. If there's something you want to talk about, you can change the subject. The number here is 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Dave Chappelle was awarded this awesome honor. He was at the 2019 Mark Twain Prize. It's one of the most prestigious awards that you can give. A lot of entertainers have won them. Him as a comedian is also someone that's very into the First Amendment. And lately, he's done some stand-up comedy that's looked at as controversial, but you get some of these legacy comedians that are able to address things in a certain way that though they may be offensive, they're also funny and they have a point to them. And then you can look at it on that level as opposed to instantly going into, oh, I got to be offended by everything mode. People are easily go to, oh, I got to be offended mode all the time. If you're one of those people, this is what I would encourage you to do. Take your hand, open it up, you know, not closed fist, but open fist. All right. Are you looking at your open palm right now? Okay. Extend your hand out all the way. Okay. And slap yourself right across the face. Stop being offended by everything. All right. So Dave Chappelle gets on stage. He accepts his award for the Mark Twain Award. And there's a lot of other comedians that are there live in attendance to see him win this thing. And I wanted to play a couple of clips from you because I thought it was really good. Even though it's after 10 o'clock, I still bleeped out, you know, they bleep this stuff out. But still, if you know, some of the content matter may be, it's not super adult, but still, you have to understand there are some bleeped out moments. All right, here's Dave Chappelle, and he's talking about the First Amendment.
And unbeknownst to many people in this audience, I don't think there's opinion that it exists in this country that is not represented in a comedy club by somebody. Each and every one of you has a champion in the room. We watch you guys fight, but when we're together, we talk it out. I know comics that are very racist, and I watch them on stage, and everyone's laughing, and I'm like, that motherfucking
yeah. See, they bleep it out there, which is good, but you get the idea. All right, so it's Dave Chappelle.
Don't get mad at them. Don't hate them. We go upstairs and have a beer, and sometimes I even appreciate the artistry that they paint their racist opinions with. Man, it's not that serious. The First Amendment is first for a reason. The Second Amendment, it's just in case the first one doesn't work out. We gotta let some air out of the ball, man. The country's getting a little tight. It doesn't feel like it's ever felt in my lifetime.
Yeah, I love that phrase. We gotta let some air out of the ball. It's getting a little tight. Ain't that the truth? And he's right. When comedians get together, they can say those things on stage in the sake of trying to make other people laugh and the, you know, under the umbrella of comedy. And you can look at that and disagree with the things they say or whatever. That's fine. But in a world where everyone gets offended through everything else, it's used as a suppression of free speech to a point where if someone does want to express an idea or express their feelings or whatever it may be, whatever the threshold is for one person is going to be different for the other. to a point where whatever you say, if it's, let's say you're offended by what a comedian says, fine. Okay, what if someone's offended by something you say? You can think, oh, I wasn't profane, or I wasn't saying anything dirty, or I wasn't this, or I wasn't that. But if the same is applied to you and someone else doesn't like what you say, should they be able to then suppress your speech? Should they be able to do that to you? The First Amendment is a very important amendment. You know, among other things, freedom of speech, which is included in the First Amendment, is very important to what helps this country function. And it's one of those things that we should be grabbing onto and protecting it all, just like the Second Amendment. And I like how he brings up, yeah, things are a little tense right now. Maybe we need to let a little pressure out of the ball. I love it. He mentioned something else, too, about finding your voice. And anyone that's gone into any sort of entertainment, I got to say, even for me as a radio broadcaster, a lot of radio broadcasters fall into a category where they listen to a popular personality when they were growing up, when they were studying radio. There's people that are influencing them, just like there are comedians, people that were influential to them. And what's very easy to do is to automatically adopt their style or adopt the way that they broadcast or entertain as how you should do it. And you lose out at what makes you unique, because it's not that you're imitating someone else, because you're not directly imitating them, but you miss out on that opportunity to find out what your own unique voice is, because you're not searching for that. We're so impressionable. Broadcasters are impressionable. Everyone's impressionable. Sometimes you find yourself doing it, you don't even realize you're doing it. And Dave Chappelle mentioned this, and he only had a limited amount of time to give his speech. But this is one of the parts that really resonated with me. Everyone's playing the First Amendment clip today or yesterday or whatever. Everyone's doing that one. Or maybe they'll continue to do it. Maybe they're just now catching on to it. Maybe you'll hear it a lot tomorrow, because sometimes we're ahead of the curve here on Overnight America. But this is the one that really resonated the most with me.
Miles Davis said so much cool shit, but one of the things he said I always loved, he said, it took me years to learn how to play like myself. You know, he would watch other musicians and he would try to play like Dizzy or Bird, or all the guys who were great. Tony Woods was my Dizzy and Bird if I was a Miles. I was trying to play like you. You were the first person I ever saw do it absolutely right. You were fearless and you told the truth. There's something so true about this genre, when done correctly, that I will fight anybody that gets a true practitioner of this art form's way, because I know you're wrong. This is the truth. And you are obstructing it. I'm not talking about the content. I'm talking about the art form. Do you understand? Do we have an agreement?
All right. And I fast forward a little bit here.
I really wanted to say tonight, and I'm glad I get the platform to do it, I'm gay. I am gay, and I can't wait to see what this does for my career, being gay like this.
This is what Dave Chappelle's so good at. He'll say something very serious and heartfelt, and he'll follow it up immediately with an absurd joke. But he's so right about this. When you're a musician, if you follow someone else's way of doing things, you're losing your own style. You're losing what you can contribute to that art form. It's very important. It happens to radio personalities. I'm sure it happens to TV personalities to an extent. Basically, people that don't read off of a script. We don't do that here in radio. Well, at least on this side. It's good that the newsroom reads off a script. You think about how bad it would be if in the newsroom they just free-formed the news. All right, but you know, what we do here tonight, this is something that's important. And I got to say, I applaud Dave Chappelle. I think it's wonderful that he is going out there and saying the things that need to be said, because so often they're not articulated like he can do it. And he's so good at that. Here's the phone number. If you want to call into the show, something you want to say, the number is 314-436-7900. You can call or text that line. Anything you want to bring up, we keep things more flexible on the last show of the night. You can, if you're anywhere else in the country, if you're outside the St. Louis area, you can also call 800-925-1120. In a few moments, I got a lot of other things I want to get to this hour. I want to talk about the red light cameras. Fox 2 did a story on it. I want to talk about kneeling, because the 2020 Olympics have said, get that junk out of here. And there's also a couple of different religious cases that are going out. There was a court case that was thrown out against the Jehovah's Witnesses. The Church of Scientology is trying to get something thrown out. It's really fascinating. I don't see them as a faith or a religion, but still, I mean, I guess they're classified that way. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Overnight America. I got to play this real quick. I saw NBC Sports post this up. Let me see if I can bring this up on the computer. All right, something fun happened in sports today. I got to say, when I grew up in Detroit, I watched a lot of Detroit Red Wing games, and it was always a thrill when Chris Osgood would put one in the net. He did that a couple of different times. Well, we had ourselves a goalie goal.
Push on that puck.
This is from NBC Sports here between Nashville and Chicago.
We'll go to the bench again. Rene will try it. Rene going deep for the empty net. It is bouncing! Pekka Rene! What a shot!
Oh, my God.
He has scored a goal!
They're going nuts. I think this is the Nashville coverage of it.
Unbelievable!
They're going nuts.
Oh, he's been trying that a couple of times over the last few years.
Oh, my God.
And what a perfect opportunity.
You know, there he is, and he's going nuts, and the bench is going nuts, and of course the commentators are going nuts. Well, this is in Chicago, so the Blackhawks fans, they don't care for it, but I think it's pretty neat. It's fun when you get to see a goalie score. It's not that often. It's super rare. Oh, it's fun to get excited for that. You know, I wanted to do this because I had some fun things I wanted to talk about. Do I really want to do the serious stuff? I don't know. I guess we could. You know, honestly, I'm just waiting for you to call in. I know you're out there. I know you want to talk about whatever you want. Just do it. Because the last show of the week, that's what we allow for. Let me start with this. Missouri lawmakers now introducing a way to, well, perhaps at least in the county, make it so that we're not going to be stuck with all these red light cameras all over the place. Now, before they mentioned that, oh, you know what we could do is get rid of it in the county, and if there is some sort of merger in the future, it would supersede and get rid of it in the city, too. It'd be a mute point. And maybe that's one of the first steps they're starting to officially take.
Red light or speed light cameras haven't been used in the St. Louis metropolitan area since 2013. You might have even received a traffic citation via mail by one of them.
Whoa.
St. Louis County Councilman Mark Carter says new facial recognition technology may give people ideas about trying to use them again.
That should be the tip-off right away. The tip-off should be, okay, we're going to install a bunch of facial recognition cameras across the city. Now, let me just put my tinfoil cap on for a moment. All right, let me get it all. All right, tinfoil hat is on top of my head right now. The government using data of facial tracking recognition software all across the city in order to use that against you at some point. Perhaps they'll find a way to use it against you for other violations or laws that they suspect you are guilty of. Oh, look at you. You crossed the street at the wrong time. Let's just automatically send this person a ticket because we can facially scan who this person is. Oh, this is interesting. They're at a weird part of town at a weird time. And this is a known area where crime happens. I wonder what they're up to. Let's put them on a tracking list or put a red flag on this person. Wow, this is interesting. This person's walking into a shop. They sell weapons there. I wonder if this person's buying a weapon. Let's put them on a list. You know, the thing is, when anyone uses this type of technology, they put it together and they don't use it for your best interest. They don't use it in a way that would be safe for you to say that, go ahead, make my day with it. You know, this is wonderful. It's so great that you're able to detect this before I could. It's never those situations. They always use it against you. They find ways to either use you as a product, a byproduct, or sell you in your information, your private information that should be private, or they use it as a way to, policing or whatever it is. So don't trust these. Anytime this type of technology is brought up. In this case, it's just they're saying red light cameras, and this is the only way they can get them back up.
May give people ideas about trying to use them again.
There's some vendors and some municipalities out there that think they can get around the Supreme Court ruling on red light cameras by having that technology.
Harder and County Councilman Tim Fitch want to stop the cameras once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
They introduced a bill at last night's county council meeting that would let county residents vote on cameras.
They'd be voting.
And this is a couple of days ago. This came out yesterday, so this is a few days ago in the county. This is from Fox 2. in their coverage for something like this. I feel like I'm the Jetsons theme song comes to mind. I don't trust them. Still don't trust them.
A yes or no vote for or against red light cameras, and that will be on the ballot in November if it passes.
Perfect. This is perfect. Go ahead, put it up to a vote. I'm going to just throw my wild prediction out there. You put it to a vote. The thing passes with 75% to get this thing out of here. No red light cameras. When I say passes, I mean 75% of the people voting will say, we don't want this. All right? It's a majority of people. People don't want this. Let me go to Dan, who's calling in. Hello, Dan.
Hi there. How are you this evening?
Good.
In Illinois, I think I can't remember where it was at. I think it was the... some one of the officials up around Chicago made the announcement that they weren't going to prosecute people in certain committees. They're getting rid of red light cameras because people in the poor communities were getting more tickets than other people. And, you know, just because you're poor doesn't mean you can't stop at a red light.
Right. That's true.
You know, I'm probably one of the few people that would be for the red light cameras. I, a former school administrator, got a ticket one time. I ran a light. You know, by golly, here it came in the mail, and I went down and paid it without protest.
Where did you pay it?
I paid at a city hall in a municipal town close to, say, about 20 miles south of St. Louis. And, you know, I just went in. We had to pay it. And I told the girl, I said, you know, probably one of the few will pay without protesting. She said, thank you. And then about that time, she got a phone call or something.
Yeah. Honestly, that surprised me. I thought there were third parties that did the collection of the funds. I thought mainly the ones that maintain those devices were the ones that were trying to collect on those tickets as well. And that was one of the reasons why in the city of St. Louis, you didn't have to pay them.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's certain things that cause a year or two before everybody's farm in this particular town, because a young lady, a little girl, had been killed by a, you know, person running a red light, and just obvious, you know, disregard for the red light. And some of the places have like 4 minute cycles to the lights, and some people won't stop unless it is a red light. Unless it's enforced, you know.
Yeah, no, I looked at the data. Even if you want to look at in St. Louis, very, very, very few people have been struck and killed at those intersections where it's such a low number. It's like in the course of a year, it's like under 10. And this is a pretty large city and a lot of traffic coming through here. It's so low of a number. I don't think that could be used as an excuse to start these back up. And still, it doesn't even give you a way to represent yourself. I mean, it's different if a police officer watches you do this. They pull you over and you can talk to the police officer, as opposed to it just sends you something automatically giving you guilt. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I've got relatives that would not come to certain towns that have red light cameras because they're so afraid that they'll get a ticket. You know, there's like sometimes people do get caught up in traffic and that sort of thing. It can't help it, but, you know, there's a real fear of them.
And part of the big amount of tickets is people not stopping fully to make a right-hand turn or something like that. They'll throw you a ticket there. And in some of these things, people are so worried about getting snapped by one of these cameras that they're not paying attention to the surroundings around them, or they're going to find themselves stopping when they normally wouldn't stop. That means it throws off everyone else. You could get rear-ended. Right. You could rear-end someone else. And it adds more accidents than it does a benefit. And I would rather see this go to a public vote. You know, people aren't going to want these things. And why force the matter when people don't want them? And we don't want it. Just, we got to stop it at some point. And I think most cities at this point are getting rid of them. A lot of cities are getting rid of them. It's a trend to drop these things. It's not a trend to pick them up.
Exactly. Thank you for taking my call this evening.
Sure. Thanks, Dan. Good to hear from you. Yeah, and I ran the numbers, and this is back when the city originally was talking about it, and they said, oh, look at all these pedestrian deaths that occurred. It's up. It's up 100%. It's up 1,000%. It's up 10 million percent. You know, they put these percentages out there, but when you look at the total numbers of pedestrian fatalities that happened at signaled intersections, you got to be specific here, because if you're talking about red light cameras, it means it's at an intersection where there's a signal, like a red light signal or something. If you look at that number, it's so low when you think about all the millions and millions and millions of people that travel through the city of St. Louis in any given year, we're not talking about just the people that live here, but the people that travel in. Look at Cardinals alone, how many millions of people that brings in. And then all the other attractions and this and that. Okay? It's not a small number. It was like, I got to go pull the numbers again. There were some years it was single digits. Other years it was maybe less than 20. But then you look at people that were hurt but not fatalities. They were like at 50 or something or 60 total. And think of all the millions that traveled through here. So to me, when you start throwing out these percentages, you're hiding the fact that you're trying to hide what the real numbers are on this, the people that were actually affected by it. And it's so low, it's not worth the time, the money, the hassle. It's not worth doing this when people don't want it. All right, you're not making the city safer by doing it. You're just collecting money. If they're saying it's not a way to just tax you a little bit more, it's a full lie. They're doing it 100% for money. And they're using the guise of public safety as a way to try to push it through. 314-436-7900. That's the number you can call here, or 800-925-1120. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Hey, you, wake up.
Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake.
It's Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
Wake up!
Welcome back to Overnight America. Yeah, these nights go by so quick. Red light cameras. We don't have to talk about that. You can really get what you want to talk about. And I saw this real quick. This is pretty good. 40 tweets about the lies parents tell their kids. Let's do that. That's more fun than doing something serious right now. As a parent, I've realized that you should be honest with your children. I am honest with my children. I have one child, but I am sometimes also not the most honest, but I am honest. My wife is, we got to be honest all the time about everything. She will not tell even something like a little white lie to our son. So let me give you an example of a little white lie. At the end of the night, the bedtime routine is very simple. Go to the bathroom, brush your teeth. We'll read some stories. We'll get you in bed. We'll say our prayers. We'll sing a couple of songs to get you sleepy. And then hopefully you're asleep. If not, we walk out the room and he falls asleep. And it's a really nice routine, about a half hour it takes to get all of this done. And he likes the routine. So at the end of the night, lays down, say the prayers, sing a couple of songs. And he says, oh, I'm not sleeping yet. I'll say, I'll come back in and I'll check on you in 5 minutes. If you're still up, then we'll sing some more songs. And he's like, okay, love you, Dad. And I leave. And I don't come back in 5 minutes because, you know, he falls asleep on his own. The whole idea is for him to be able to fall asleep on his own. My wife won't say that because she'll say, don't lie. You're lying to him. You're saying you're going to come back in 5 minutes. I see that as a very little tiny thing to help facilitate him sleeping on his own. Okay. Now, you know, also in our family, now if you have kids around, I know it's 10:37 at night, so I'm going to say this with a little wink, wink to all the parents. We also don't pretend about other things with our five-year-old, okay? Wink, if you know what I mean. You know, there's certain things that you would, you know, in December that you might, you get what I mean? Okay, I don't want to just say it outright because I'll be the bad guy if I say something and there's a kid listening right now, but I think you know what I mean. So we're pretty honest when it comes to our children. But when I read these tweets, I thought, you know what? I'm guilty of all of these things. I'm guilty of all of these things. All right, so here it is. I found this from the Huffington Post. Huffington Post is a garbage website, but every once in a while they put something funny out. 40 hilarious tweets about the lies parents tell kids. I guess they didn't write this. All they did was find things on Twitter and pretend to present it as their own. Here's one from at Pro Worrier. Me, I try really hard not to lie to my kids. Also me, we can't go to Disney World. It's locked. Oh, I say that sometimes we'll be in the car and he'll want to go somewhere. I'll say, oh, I think they're closed today. Oh, I'm so sorry. I think they're closed today. Here's one from at the dad. He said, I've convinced my son that all toys come with their own unique batteries. And when those batteries die, the toy dies with them. Oh, I love it. All right. Do you have one of those little white lies you tell the kids or have been guilty of doing that? If you have a good example of this, call in and tell me. I got to hear it. I got to hear it. It's almost the weekend. I'm feeling pretty good tonight. I want to feel good tonight. Let's have it. 314-436-7900. Here's another one from at Simon Chaland. Says, I've convinced my kids that they won't like Oreos because they're too spicy, and that is why I should get some kind of parenting award. Oreos. Oh, you won't like Oreos. They're too spicy. Oh, man. Here's one from Simon Rusbridge. When the ice cream van plays music, it's to let everyone know they've run out. Now, that is a classic parent move. Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, just convinced my three-year-old daughter that hummus is princess food. It's food for princesses. You got to eat it. Yeah. Here's one from Twins or Dad. The toddler says, Daddy, I want toast. He goes, okay, buddy, here's some toast. Toddler says, I don't like butter on my toast. He says, he flips the toast over to the other side, hands it back. There you go. Thanks, Daddy. That's how you handle it. At Mom Sense Ensues. Me to my kids. Lying is a bad choice. We don't lie. Also me to my kids. McDonald's don't have toys. Oh, man. At Danny Zucker, it says, those mean boys are just jealous of you. I lied to my son who recently decided to wear a cape to school. Oh, man. Do kids normally do that when it comes to their dress? Do they pick out, well, I'm going to wear a cape today? I've never had that. I got to say, my kid has better sense when it comes to dressing than I do. Mostly because my wife is like, okay, here's how we pick out outfits, and you got to match. It's got to match. Same colors match. So when he picks out an outfit, he tries to find things that match. I come out. This is what happens once a week. I'll get up in my work clothes, like what I'm wearing right now, dress pants, dress shirt. It's not, I'm not going overboard. I don't wear a suit jacket or anything like that. But I'll come out, and she'll say, oh, no, you picked the wrong belt. I can't believe you can't figure out a brown or black belt. She'll make fun of me all the time. I can't believe it. Why are you wearing a black belt with that? That's obviously a brown belt outfit. See, I don't know these things. My son, however, does. He can get it. He's 5. I can't. I'm 36. Mandy Greens said, my son and I spent 10 minutes looking for his chocolate coins when I knew all along I'd eaten them the day before. At Patrick Sarah, as a joke, I convinced my 5-year-old that she's allergic to popsicles. In case you're wondering how dark and twisted my sense of humor is. Oh, you're denying that poor kid a popsicle. Wow. Here's at Exploding Unicorn. I got tired of waiting for the toaster, so I convinced my kids to eat something called cold toast. It's now their favorite breakfast food. Cold toast. Do you hand them a slice of bread? You hand your kids a slice of bread? Here's one, Lee Cooper, 74. It says, Daddy cannot hear when it's dark. Call mommy if you wake up at night. Oh, poor daddy can't hear at night. Got to wake up your mom. All right, see ya. Oh, boy, that's one way to get in trouble with your wife. Oh, you're a dead man if she finds out about that. Here's one, Sammy Rhodes. Pizza doesn't make you happy. Yeah, I guess pizza does make you happy. That is a mean thing to say to your kids. My kid stopped liking pizza. My kid liked it, then stopped liking it. It's weird. He eats cheese bread, but he won't eat pizza. Here's another one. Kids have to know their parents' full names on their first day of school. I can't wait. I convinced my 4-year-old my middle name is Danger. James Danger. Here's one at K. Vanneren. You live next to a public park. I got a year of telling my kids that ice cream trucks were music trucks. Oh, that's mean. I get it. They're overpriced. At the Fluffa, I told my boy that the store wouldn't sell me diapers anymore, so he had to start using the potty. One last one from at Father Wins Twins. Downside of teaching my kids to read, now they know when I'm lying to them. Oh, that's hilarious. Times where the parents lie to their kids. I get it. I do get it. Do you have any of those little things you told the kids in order to make life easier for everyone? Come on now. You got to have some of these stories. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. That is just too good. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. Michaelsflooringoutlet.com on KMOX.
Overnight America. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm always excited because this time of the night, I'm about an hour away from the weekend. And you know Rebecca Black's around the corner, too, so that's another reason to get excited. I'm on Twitter, at Ryan Recker. You can find me on there. And let's go to Francis, who's calling in. Hello.
Yeah, I would tell my kids if the house was messy, it looked like bums lived there, that the bums would move in.
Oh, so you're basically holding it together. If it looked messy, then it would attract and mean that it's okay for them to. Okay, did that get them to clean up the house?
That did, because they had seen some bums earlier and they thought that they would move in.
All right, so when you say this, the kids immediately straighten up. Have you said anything else to that, or did you, like, basically use that line until it wore down?
It still hasn't worn down.
It still hasn't. How old are your kids?
They're 3, 6, and 9.
Oh, thanks, Francis. Good to hear from you. All right, 3, 6, and 9. 3-year-old, 6-year-old don't understand. They may even actually be welcoming. They're like, oh, that's okay. 9-year-old for sure. Alex, real quick, you had someone call in and wanted to be off air. What did the person say?
It was a pretty good story. I got a chuckle out of it. So apparently they were taking her niece to a water park, and they got lost. And the niece asked, where's the water park? And they said, well, I guess it closed because it ran out of water. And she bought it.
Oh, of course.
And it was like 15, 16 years ago, she said. So
I wonder how old the kid was.
I don't know. She didn't say.
15 or 16 would be funny.
Yeah.
The kid bought it at that age. 314-436-7900. Oh, that's funny. There's all kinds of great examples of that. You know, there's a story at KMOX.com with the Olympics that are coming up, and it's right around the corner. The International Olympic Committee has made some guidelines for the Tokyo Games that are happening this year. Wow, 2020 Olympics. I forgot that it was already this close. Here's the new rules. No taking a knee. No hand gestures with political meaning. No disrespect at medal ceremonies. Good for them. Athletes are prohibited by the Olympic Charter's Rule 50 from taking a political stand in the field of play. This is the Olympics. This is the Olympics. We should take note for it. And they get to set the rules on the things that they want to do or not. So good for them. Good for them. Majority athletes feel it is very important that we respect each other as athletes. Says you can still express your opinions on social media. Keep it out of the games. Cut it out. Athletes who break the protest rules at the Tokyo Games face 3 rounds of disciplinary action. So that's not going to reflect well on them. Guidelines come after a couple of athletes were reprimanded by the U.S. Olympic Committee for medal podium protests at the Pan American Games in Lima, Peru. I guess that's Lima, Peru. Those were 2 Americans there. There's other protests. Australia and Britain refusing to join world championships at the podium because of doping violations and things and protesting, whatever. You know, there it is. Cut it out. 2020 Olympics are here. They don't mess around. Good for them. Let me get to Rick, who's calling in. Hello, Rick.
Yeah, I've got a couple of stories, and maybe this is what all parents do. When my son was growing up and he got to an age where we thought he should stop using a pacifier and just couldn't convince him, so I took a pair of scissors and cut off the tip of it and said, the pacifier is broken. He stopped using it right there in the moment.
Oh, yes, I've heard that happening, them cutting him out and then realizing, yes, you can't do it anymore. Good, Rick. That's a good technique.
One other little tip that I don't know why it worked, but the kids, sometimes they just wouldn't stop talking. And so at one point I said, that's it. You've lost the talking privilege. You're not allowed to talk until we tell you.
The talking privilege. That's a real thing. Too bad it doesn't work for teenagers.
Yeah, Rick, I hear you.
Good strategies there, Rick. Hey, thank you for calling in.
You bet.
Yeah, I've seen some parenting techniques online, things that have worked. There's this one little thing. We call it Ducky. It's a little beanbag duck. It's not like a Beanie Baby, but it's about the same size, and it has, like, beans inside. It was a pacifier at some point, but then the pacifier came off of it, so it was just a little Beanie Baby. But he still likes to sleep with it at night. You know, it gives him comfort in the bed to have his little Ducky. And we're worried because, you know, Ducky gets a little gross, and you can't just, like, machine wash this thing. And we thought, you weren't going to go online and see if we can buy another Ducky and do the little switcheroo. Well, that didn't work out because I don't know why these companies have to change the way they make it. It's the same company, same thing. They just made it differently. We tried to do the switcheroo. He knew immediately and flipped out. I saw online a way you can handle that, the switcheroo, without getting too into it. So basically, you do a magic trick. Like, I'm going to show you a magic trick. I'm going to put Ducky into the box. And then magically, a brand new Ducky, clean and all, will come out, and that's your Ducky. Brrr, drum roll, please. Da, 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 abracadabra, new Ducky. And then the kid either falls for it or doesn't, and then you're worried because, well, you know, the other one's gone. I'm sorry, it's magic. I've seen people do that too. I've also seen, and this takes a different level of trickery. Let's say the kid is in the high chair, and you're still spoon-feeding the kid, and they want to eat something, but they don't want to eat something else. What you do is you give them something that you know they love, like, let's say, ice cream or pizza or, you know, bacon or something like that. And then when you make it look like you're going to feed them that, but when they open their mouth, you very, very stealthy, real quick, get the spoon underneath it and put it into the kid's mouth. And they think they're eating the bacon or the pizza or the ice cream, but really you're feeding them the Gerber, the thing that they should be eating at that point. It's a pretty good idea, isn't it? I've seen that executed, and that's a really good technique. I think everyone has their own little things that they do for their kids. 314-436-7900. I've given the number. You can text that line, too. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Recker. If you like this show, a great way for you to listen to it is by going to KMOX.com/ONA. The podcast is there. What I like about the podcast is you can listen to whatever you want when you want. The good old podcast. Very simple. It's easy. It's free. And we also type into the computer, you know, here's what you're going to be able to listen to. So you get an idea of what we talked about. So maybe you're just going through previous episodes and you find something like, oh, that sounds interesting. Maybe I'll listen to that. You can just skip to the parts you want to hear, which is kind of cool. Even though I'd love for you to listen every night for 4 hours or in some cases 6 hours because we do the replay 2 hours. That would be awesome. It's not realistic. I understand. Or maybe I don't understand. Maybe I should demand that you sit around and listen for 4 hours every night. At a minimum, 4 hours every night. I understand it doesn't work that way. So that's why we put these stuff up online. Better yet, if you really want to help the show, let's say you want to be a super friend of the show. Not just like, you know, I'll listen and download a podcast. I want to be super duper friend. I want to be best friends of the show. Well, this is how you do it. Wherever you get your podcast, let's say you have an Apple iPhone or whatever, there's a podcast app that's built into it. Search for our show, Overnight America. Leave a nice review. Say, oh, I love the show. Give us a 5-star review. For some reason, these different podcasting companies, when they see that there's reviews and 5 stars, it recommends it to other people. And ultimately, we want other people to find the show. So that's a thing you can do. It only takes a second to do it. This is Overnight America.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.